The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Gemara Amud Beis brings a mission in Chulin. V'arba prakim b'shano, hamoicher b'heimel achaveira, tzarech lahidiyoi, ima machati lishchait, bita machati lishchait. B'derach klal yisal l'behema, so nizin isser aysi b'es b'nai, yin halad ha-shecht, to b'hema with the vlad the same day. But normally when you sell l'behema, you don't have to be m'idea that you sold either the mother or the vlad, because you don't have to assume that they're both going to be geshacht in the same day. However, there are four times during the year when you do have to assume it's going to be geshacht right away. What are they? Ve'elu hein, Erev Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, Erev Shmini Atzeres, right, what we call Hishan Rabba, Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, day before Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. That's the Mishnah. These, and then Mishnah brings Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that's Chalik and one Prat. But Al-Kupanim, the Mishnah says, Tanakam says, these 4 days, you have to assume that the person is going to Shacht. So what's the pshat? Why these 4 days? It doesn't say Bechlal Erev Yantiv. Why specifically these days? So Rashi says the reason for each one. He says Erev Yantiv Achron Shel Chag, because it's the last day to bring Karbonos HaChag. So you have to be Chayshish that anybody buying a behemoth today is going to Shacht right away to bring the carbon. What's Yudal Nisan? Zog Rashi. Mishum Sochem, Karbon Pesach. Erev Atzeres, Vashal Mechagigan, Oilus Riyu. Okay, and then Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah, there's no Shalach Higir, there's no Elis Riyu, there's no Psachim. You don't have any of those above mentioned reasons. So what's the reason? So Rashi Yantif uvaichlim basar, because it's Yantif and you eat basar. What does that mean? Who said you eat basar and Yantif? So the Pashim Shat in Rashi is because it's a mitzvah of Samachta b'chagecha of Simchas Achag, and like the Gemara says in Psachim and Avi Psachim that Simchas Achag, part of the mitzvah is to have basar. So it was Man Abayis, it was Shalmei Simcha, and after the Chorban Bayis, so it's just Amazai to eat basar and to drink Yayin, right? Other things the Gemara mentions. Akulpanim, but Yantif is a mitzvah to eat basar. So Rashi's saying, so that's why every Rosh Hashanah, you have to be Chayshish, somebody's going to Shechta right away in order to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Now, in case you're wondering, so what about Sukkos? Sukkos also is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif. So the Shartzin, in the Yantif, Simtof Kuf Chav Tes, says a very interesting thing in Sivkot and Yud Gimel. He says, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkah is light. Lefisha ha'am terudim b'mitzvah Sukkah v'dal minim v'ein p'nai l'hochen harbi. Erev Sukkah is a very busy time, and people are very busy with the mitzvahs, so therefore, they don't have time to shecht and to prepare suda basar. Maybe they prepare suda basar, but they shechted it earlier. I don't know exactly. But al-Kuponim, it's not a time to shecht for simple Yom Tov. So you're probably wondering, so what about Pesach, right? So Pesach also, the person is certainly very busy at Pesach. But that Rashi answered, because Rashi's saying, Enochnami. Rashi does not say, Al Simchas Yantif. Rashi says, because of Karban Pesach. No. So that everybody has to do that day. There's no way around it. You have to have a Karban Pesach. Now, L'chayr is Mavur in the Gemara, from this Gemara with Rashi at least, it's Mavur that it's a mitzvah Simchas Yantif on Rosh Hashanah. The Achrayim clear about it, the Shagasai about it, Simon Kuf Beis, other Achrayim talk about this, whether there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif on Rosh Hashanah. It would seem to be a Mefurash Gemara over here that it is. And I don't know why, from what I've seen in the Achrayim, nobody brings this Gemara. It would seem L'chayr has a Davar Bar that there is such a mitzvah. The Mishavura, beginning of Tafkuf Tzadik Zayin, in Rosh Hashanah, he paskins when the Mechaber says over here, Eichel v'shoisim u'smeichim v'ein misanin b'Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishavura says, Avshu v'yayim hadin, mikom okav mitzvah shalva samachta b'chagecha, shayich gam boy, shagam hu b'chal chag. Rosh Hashanah is a chag. How do you know it's a chag? Because the Pasuk says, Tiku v'intilim, tiku v'achay d'shayif v'akesa li'yayim chageinu. So you see, Rosh Hashanah is called a chag. And the Pasuk says, v'samachta b'chagecha. If it's a chag, there has to be simcha. What's simcha? Basar. That's what the Mishavur paskins over there, and we mentioned the Shagasari, he also paskins like that, he brings rais from various Gemaras. That's that Mishavur. It's L'chayr Shaver, because there's a Mishavur elsewhere that seems to say not like this, and that is in Uchas Chol HaMoed, Tapkuf Mem Zayin, Tzivkot Ndalad, it's talking there about Halacha, that it's also to give a hesped within 30 days before a regel, before yantiv, because it's ma'irer tsar on the yantiv, the shtar is a simchas yantiv. So the Mishnah Berurah there talks, what about 30 days before Rosh Hashanah? So he says, first he brings a prima gadim that's mistapic about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He says, tsarachian. And then he says, Rabbi Shuz Yankiv Mekel, but Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And then he says, Yeshua's Yankiv is Mekel, that Rosh Hashanah is not considered a regel, and there's no problem. You could give a hesed before Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, you'll have a problem from Sukkot, but the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, meaning the beginning of Elul Tzul Tetzvav, would be mutter. You don't have to worry about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Chayitza Pel. If there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv on Rosh Hashanah, as the Mishnah Berurah says in the other place, on Rosh Hashanah, so why should it be mutter to give a hesed? So you have the same problem. So Elamai doesn't hold like Yeshua's Yankiv, but he doesn't say that. He ends off with Yeshua's Yankiv. It certainly sounds like he's masking to him. And certainly he's bringing the Prima Gadim that has as a Safik. L'chayra, according to the other Mishnah Berurah, it shouldn't even be a Safik. It should be Barer that it would be Aser. So, Tzorchim B'zeh. Now, there's one other Mishnah Berurah in this Inyan, which is L'chayra Shtekel Pella, and that is the Sha'atzin I mentioned before. So let me read the whole thing now, B'Shalemus. The Mishnah Berurah is over there in Hilchos Yantiv, in Sifkatan, the end of Sifkat in Yud Aleph. And he quotes our Gemara, Isabava Dizar Dafe, Shetiknu Laharbis Besuda, Biyam Tavrishan Shal Pesach, Ubatzeres, Ubarash Hashanah, Ubiyam Tavachan Shal Chag. Now these are the days that we see in the Gemara that a person has to have what the Mishnah Berurah calls a Ribui Suda. Now, in the Sha'atzin, Yud Gimel, he says reasons for everything. So why Yam Rishan Shal Pesach? He says, Lafishu Yoim Ge'ula V'cheirus. So, Yudalad, we're going to Shecht, because on Yom Tov Rishon Pesach is Yom Geulah V'Cheiros, you have to have a Ribui Suda. So the Sha'atzin is saying reasons over here that the first day of Pesach is Yom Geulah V'Cheiros, Atzeres is Yom Matan Torah, Rosh Hashanah, he says, Tchilas Hashanah, Oysen Kein L'Simen Toiv, Shmini Atzeres is Choshev, because it's regular Lefnei Atzmai, and then he says what we mentioned before, that the first day of Sukkot, the Olam is Torah with Sukkot and Dal Minim. Okay. So what's going on here? This is Mamash Nalag Rashi. The Shabur is making up his own reasons over here. This doesn't make any sense. Part of the Teretz is really Pashat. What's the marker of the Shabur? He doesn't bring any marker. This whole Shabur, he just says, Isa Bavay Dezara, and the reasons in the Sha'atzin, he just says on his own. Sounds like he just made up his own reasons, which is a pal. Why would he make up his own reasons? Especially, since Rashi says clearly not like this, on all of them. So, the Teretz is that the marker of the Shabur is the Magen Avram, as it very often is, in Sifkat and Gimel. Magen Avraham quotes the Gemara. He doesn't bring any reason, but he says, Ein Shem B'Taisvis Hatam. He says, look at Taisvis to see the reason for these specific days of Yontif. And we take a look at Taisvis, so if he did Maskel Erev Yontif, Taisvis Taka says all of this. He says, Yem Rishon Shel Chag, they weren't Mesakin, the Suda, Ribui Suda, because the island was Torah, Lulav, and Sukkah. And then he says the reasons for each one, Mamish, what the Mishnah Berurah brings, he's coming straight from Taisvis. He says the Erev Pesach is Yem Gula of Yitzil Cheros, and Atzeres is Binu Nami Lochem, and Rosh Hashanah Tchilas Hashanah Marbim Besuda Lasi Simin Yofer. So the Mishnah Berurah is just really following the lead of the Magen Avraham and bringing the reasons of Taisvis. Now that answers our kasha on the Mishnah Berurah. However, it really just takes us right back to the Magen Avraham, and we have the same kasha on the Magen Avraham. Why does he say Ein Shem B'Taisvis Hatam? What was wrong with Rashi? So, for some reason, Taisus argued on Rashi and said different reasons, and Taisus is certainly entitled to do that, but Taisus didn't ask any kashas on Rashi, the Magen Avraham doesn't ask any kashas on Rashi, so why couldn't the Magen Avraham just say, Ayin Shom, B'Rashi V'Taisus, Hataimim? I don't know why he was Taisus like Taisus, and certainly I don't know why the Mishnah Berurah just brought it, B'Shrad, that he doesn't even mention that it's Taisus, he just says it like it's a Dava Pashat, like it's a Gemara, and it's not, it's Taisus B'Shrad in the Gemara, so L'Chayr is Ashtigal Tzarchian, the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah over here. But getting back to the other Naisei of Simchas Yantiv on Rosh Hashanah, so far we had a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, that in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, he says there is a mitzvah Simchas Yantiv. In Hilchos Chol HaMoed, he seems to be saying there's no mitzvah Simchas Yantiv. Now what is he saying over here? So we tie into the Gemara here, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, is Mavur, that there is a mitzvah Simchas Yantiv. But the way Taisus learns the Gemara, has no shaykhis to Simchas Yantiv. Taisus is saying, it's Tchilas Hashanah, Marbim Besuda, Semin Yofa, oh, Sa'i Bazai, So that the lechayer, that means that Taisus is saying there's certainly no raya from the Gemara. It's not that you don't have a raya fakeret. It could be that the Taisus would still hold there is some yamtiv, but he wanted to find specific reasons for each one of these yamtivim, like Taisus shows in all the yamtivim. Okay, but al kapanim, but you have no raya from this Gemara according to Taisus. The raya is only according to Rashi. But getting back to the Mishavura, so if we have a steer in the Mishavura from Rosh Hashanah to Chol Hamoed, it would seem that this Mishavura is coming down on the side of Hilchos Chol Hamoed, that is not mitzvah simchas yamtiv, because if there was, then he could have said that reason, which again, like we just said, is not mukrach, but had he taka said the other reason, it would have done very nicely with what he paskins bim kaimai in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.